Details continue to emerge about the timeline of events that led to the murders of a Brisbane woman and her three children this week. Hannah Clark and her children were killed by her former husband, Rowan Baxter, in a car fire. He also died at the scene. Hannah Clark's family says their former son-in-law manipulated their daughter and tried to control every aspect of her life. And as the outpouring of grief continues, domestic violence advocates are calling for serious reforms to how cases are handled by the courts. Rachel Mealy has this report from Brisbane.
Hannah Clark's parents, Sue and Lloyd, and younger brother Nat spoke to Channel 9 about the final months of Hannah's life. Her marriage to Rowan Baxter broke down last year, and she decided to leave him in November. Her father, Lloyd Clark, spoke about the lengths his daughter went to keep her whereabouts hidden from her former husband.
And unfortunately, she just couldn't say, "Rowan, that's it, I'm going away for a while."
Be dangerous.
She had to hide it. She had to wait till he went to work and then pack everything up and then get the kids out of there and not come to our house, because we knew that he would probably come to our house. Yeah. So she went away.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere where he wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
And then finally came to our house and started staying.
And the first time she even went to the trouble of hiding her car, leaving it in a public car park.
The family doesn't know how it happened, but they believe Rowan Baxter was tapping Hannah's phone.
He was doing it somehow.
Because he knew what was in phone conversations.
Yeah, or who called him, or who she called and spoke to.
They say on the day of the murders, she escaped from the burning car and gave an account of the crime to those first on the scene.
To the end, she fought to make sure he survived. He got punished doing that to her babies.
Yeah.
She was so brave.
Yeah.
Before they could sedate her enough for the 97% burns to her body.
I think she passed out after that.
She held on.
She made sure she got out as much information as possible.
Hannah's parents say on Boxing Day last year, Rowan Baxter took one of the children and drove her interstate against Hannah's wishes. They say after that, the police issued a domestic violence order which prohibited Baxter from coming into contact with her or the children. He breached the order only weeks later and assaulted Hannah.
The policewoman that helped Hannah with the DVO on that, she said to Hannah, she's like, "Look, unfortunately, this is just a bit of paper. It doesn't stop really anything." She's like, it's all we can do. And like, and she was so good. She did absolutely everything she could to try and help Hannah.
The outpouring of grief in the wake of the deaths has prompted domestic violence advocates to call for more action. Brian Sullivan is from the Red Rose Foundation, which aims to end domestic and family violence-related deaths. He says there needs to be more punishment for breaching domestic violence orders.
My understanding from the statistics is that there's something in the order of 32,000 domestic violence orders issued in Queensland in last year, and I believe 25,000 breaches of domestic violence orders. So these men are known to the system. So we need to act at that point in time.
Dr. Brian Sullivan and that report from Rachel Mealy. If you or someone you know is affected by sexual assault or family violence, call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732, or visit the website 1800respect.org.au. If it's an emergency, call 000.